Back in 1983, a young graduate student in paleontology named Paul Serino went to one of Harvard University's research museums to study a well-known fossil.
The professor there, Alfred Crompton, famously found a small dinosaur called Heterodontosaurus, which means different-toothed reptile. It had canines, it was a beautiful little skeleton, and that's what I came to worship. I came to study its bones. But what I found was something else.
Hidden among the shelves in a back room, Serino found blocks of red rock full of fossils that had never been studied.
This was the 1960s when he originally collected all these blocks of sandstone. They came to Harvard. One dinosaur was prepared, Heterodontosaurus. The other sat in a can.
So a few days later, Serino was talking to the man in charge of preparing fossils for examination. The man had been slowly going through those cans, dusting off ancient bones, and he showed Serino one slab of rock that seemed particularly interesting.
And on the slab were these tiny, just a little bit less than an inch long jaws with teeth and fangs, and it was a revelation. I looked at it, and immediately I knew I was looking at a new dinosaur. And that's where my story on this new dinosaur begins.
Okay, that was 30 years ago. And then what happened?
Well, you know, I photographed this new beast, drew it up, reconstructed it, but I ended up taking a detour. I thought I would find new specimens myself, and I headed down to Argentina to the earliest dinosaur beds where fragments of this kind of dinosaur had been found 30 years ago. And I struck gold there. I found lots of early dinosaurs. But this kind of dinosaur, the different-toothed dinosaur, eluded my team. And years passed, and I decided now was the time to release a very long study on this group, highlighted by a dinosaur I dubbed Pegomastax, thick jaw, because it has a very characteristic look, very short jaws, pretty much like a dinosaurian parrot.
Yeah, I'm looking at an artist's rendering of it, and it was like a snake, cat, parrot, chicken.
Snake, cat, parrot, porcupine. But what really catches you are the fangs. It looks like a bird with a parrot-like beak, but right behind that beak are fangs, both upper and lower.
Paul, we should mention before you describe it further that this was a 2-foot creature. This is like a cute little cat-sized dinosaur.
Yeah, none of them are beyond 3 feet. Pegomastax is under 2 feet. We're talking about a small house cat in terms of weight. It would have been covered by a bristle-like covering, making it perhaps less appetizing were another dinosaur to snarf it for lunch. And I think they were strict plant eaters.
If there was a dinosaur that you could domesticate, I think this would be the one.
I think so. There'd be a question. Now, they have a pretty good-sized brain, but I think the question would be, could you train it not to nip you, something we have to train our dogs? But I think you could probably get some average bird feed, and we don't know what it was eating exactly, but a very short snout and this plucking recurved beak, and then the slicing teeth. It's eating something hard, at least for part of its diet. It's probably picking at seeds. And so I think that, you know, you'd be able to keep it around, and it probably would be trainable.
That's Paul Serino, a paleontologist, who this week identified a new dinosaur species called Pegomastax. You can see photos and drawings of that dinosaur at our website, npr.org. Paul Serino, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.